Sing to the Savior a song of praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. Trust in His might, walk in His light. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are His wonders and grand His ways. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Heavens will fame,
Jesus shall reign. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Lift up your voice,
sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man. Conquering Lion, yet suffering Lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Sing to the God of eternity. Come, let us worship the Lord. He is the King, rise up and sing. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the Victor of Calvary. Come, let us worship the Lord.
Honor the Son,
Jesus has won. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man. Conquering Lion, yet suffering Lamb. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship, come, let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Come, let us worship. Worship, come, let us worship the Lord.
Good morning. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. I want to draw your attention to an insert in your bulletin, and it concerns a shower for Amanda, who has soon to see baby Adam. He's on the way, it says. So this shower is for Amanda and Adam. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find an answer to the question, why does Jesus call himself the Son of Man? Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, and he'll be teaching from Revelation chapter 16. Please refer to the bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. We will be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 44, And Can It Be That I Should Gain?
For me.
Let's continue our worship with hymn number 359, My Faith Looks Up to Thee. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 402, Faith is the Victory.
Please remain standing for prayer. And before prayer, I want to welcome our brother Daniel Goodspeed. He is our member of our church by extension in Texas, and he listened faithfully for years now, and he came to visit us. Thank you, brother, that you came in this way. Don't forget to say goodbye. Another one to say that to Tricia. Tricia needs to have for her medical degree and a year of internship, and she will do that so in Georgia, in Atlanta. A hospital opened the doors, and so Tricia, we love you, and we really, my heart is just filled. I saw Tricia when she was just a little bundle, all right? Right, born, and now she is accomplishing something very beautiful in her life, and the Lord has opened that door, and we hope there will be a nice church in the area that will open the doors, and that she will have the heart feeling that this is the church, that she will worship the Lord. We really thank you. Also, Brother Jaffre is here back. His father passed away in Pennsylvania, and after 3 or 4 weeks, he's back here, and our heart is with him. The blessing is that he arrived at the moment his father was alive and was able to say goodbye to him. And so a lot of things happen, and we are very happy about it. Let's pray together. Lord, we are concerned with one thing, to praise your name, because you are a mighty and wonderful God. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring this prayer to you as a prayer of thanksgiving for what you have done for us, and a prayer of desire that you may open the hearts and minds of people to see that we need a high priest, and that the high priest before God is not a man, has to be Jesus, our Lord. Open the heart and minds of people to see that believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection bring us in a relationship of peace with God, and our soul is guaranteed forever to live in the presence of God. Thank you, Father. And so bless the choir as going to bring praises to you. Bless the reading of thy word, and give me words of instruction that will help and challenge your people to be faithful in prayer. Lord, we have people who are sick in our congregation. Donald Dead Wheeler, who is in recovery in his home. Dante Rabines have arrived to Peru, Father, and now start the treatment on radiation on his cancer, and we pray that will be successful. Henry's mother is in a very delicate situation, and we pray for Henry and for Diane, who is still in the state of Washington, ministering to Henry's mother. And we pray that she may have the peace of God in her heart already, so that when she depart, we have the peace of mind that she is with you. Thank you, Lord, for Al Shafre back to us, to the family of God. We pray for Ann Peretto, who is still at home, sick. Mildred Plica heading on for a very serious surgery. And Lord, for my friend, a friend of my wife and myself, Sylvia Kemper, she had a very serious surgery in one of the legs, and now she is home. Thank you, Father, for that. Now we are grateful to have people across America listening to our broadcasts. And we are grateful for our brother who is here, our brother Daniel. We are grateful for those listening in New York, Minnesota, Texas, Arizona, Southern California, Northern California. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for those who are participating in feeding themselves from the Word of God. But also, we are thankful because they make contributions to our church, and they send offerings so that we can keep on the broadcasting of our service. We also praise your name for those who listen over the radio, over KKMC. And some of them are in hospitals. And we pray, Lord, that they be blessed by the worshiping of God this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your people who are so faithful in giving and so faithful in keeping on the work of the Lord in this place. So we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
I dare not trust a sweetest name, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Or creed, I trust the ever-living one, his words for me shall be. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Jesus saves, he sends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to him, he'll never cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to give that which I've committed unto him against that day. Yes, I know. Unto him against that day, on Christ the solid rock I stand.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1135. We will be reading Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, and though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the high privilege of coming directly into your presence in prayer, which you've made possible, which are made possible by the merits of our Lord Jesus Christ. We consider your word, Father, which instructs us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, bring our requests to you. And we will know your peace, the true peace that comes only through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for that great promise and that we can always come to you in prayer because you hear us. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he serves you in bringing this message, that you would have us here today. Give us ears to hear, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?